Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. I'm Lisa Dent. Bob Surratt is on vacation. On the phone is Steve Burness. Steve Burness is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau here in Chicago. How are you, Steve?
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Good. You've been there 30 years?
34 years, about. It's been a long time.
So you have seen every scam that they try to pull on people in Chicago, right?
I've seen everything, and it gets worse and worse every year. But ever since the pandemic, Lisa, we've never seen so many scams. We're issuing, you know, sometimes several releases a day, trying to protect consumers. But we need consumers to let us know if they see a scam. Just now, don't look the other way, because a lot of times people look the other way and they don't report it, and we can't report it to the authorities or get those sites shut down.
You know what? You're right, Steve. Because I see that stuff, and I've never thought about calling the Better Business Bureau and actually saying, "Hey, check this out."
Yeah, we actually have a scam tracker, almost like Santa Tracker, Lisa, that keeps track of scams across North America. And we're asking consumers to please help us get us this information so we can put it in a database. And then basically all of the law enforcement agencies all across the U.S. have access to our data then. Like it helps in their investigations in putting these companies out of business, because the only way to get not to put scams out of business is not to give them your business first and foremost, Lisa, because there's not enough law enforcement in the world that will protect you from the scams that are out there today. There's just too many of them. So we got to educate consumers, and part of the education process is we need to know about these scams so we can be forewarn everybody, because we seem to be in a central hub of scams in Chicago and Northern Illinois, and we want to let consumers know that we're here for them to report it, and then we can help prevent it, somebody else from falling scam to this.
I got scammed a couple weeks ago. I was under a no-compete clause with another radio station till May. So from May until I started on May 31st here at WGN, I was on unemployment. And a few weeks ago, I got a text on my phone, and it said, hey, it just looked real. And I clicked on the link, and I know better. And the minute I clicked on the link, I went, oh, they wouldn't send me. IDES would not send me a text message. And then within 30 minutes, my husband's phone got the same kind of link. And obviously, he is not on unemployment. So they had already figured out who I was, what his phone number was, I'm pretty sure that my identity got lifted. And you see that kind of stuff a lot, don't you?
Yeah, we do see that kind of a lot. And my identity was stolen in Kentucky from the unemployment scam. So it's really increasing. There was a lot of employees from WGN Radio that received that text or similar text as well. And sometimes, Lisa, if you didn't give them any information, they don't have anything on you. That's when you click that link and start providing their social security number and things of that nature. That's when you got to be concerned. But if you did provide them anything, or consumers, did get the letter from the Illinois Department of Employment Securities that, you know, somebody filed your name, you are a victim of identity theft, and you have to do something about it. You just can't sit still and let it go. You got to let them know that you're a victim of identity theft and do the paperwork necessary to, you know, dispute that claim on your employment. But again, Lisa, they have all these numbers. They have robocalls, and they just send out those massive texts, and they just want somebody to click on that. And sometimes it's in, you know, order. The phone numbers are in order, so that's why sometimes people in the same household get it, because your husband may have a phone number is really close to yours. But it's getting to the point, Lisa, where the text and these, you know, Facebook posts and those links inside of those are really getting to be zero trust. What I mean by that is that you don't know who those people are, and most organizations don't act like that. So what I would like you to do for your consumers and your listeners to do is to actually check the website first itself. Go to the website. So if you did get an IDS email or text, go to IDS website and say, talk to them. Did you send out this text to me? And that's most times they didn't.
This is Steve Burness. He is the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau in Chicago. Food takeout orders are now something that we have to watch so we don't get scammed, right?
Exactly. Now, fake food website scams are really surging because of the COVID-19 pandemic. More and more people are ordering online. And guess what? The scammers always go to where the money at or where the people are at. So we're seeing a lot of fake websites, not only here locally, but across the country where our scam tracker, the Better Business Bureau, is lighting up on these types of scams. Basically, you think you're clicking on your own restaurant in your local area, or you're clicking on a third-party site that you normally have the delivery for, only to find out it's a fake site, and you give them all this information, and by the time you wait for the food for 25 or 30 minutes, it doesn't come, you call them up, and you basically say, I didn't get it. Well, you didn't order from us. And then that time, they really start charging your account in that 25 minutes or have your information. So it's the tip-off to the rip-off on this one, Lisa, is make sure that you are dealing with a site you know and trust in the restaurant. Look at the URL and be careful of those links that, click great offer here, click this link, because it may look like a well-known website, but you can be steered to a different website.
It is National Dog Day today. I think most of us with pets at some point rely on pet sitters, and now that's another chance for us to get scammed, right?
It is, exactly. You wouldn't think they would stoop this low, but they actually are. So we're seeing an increase in pet sitter scams, where basically somebody places an ad, a scammer places an ad, saying they're new to the area or they're moving to the area and need pet sitters. And they start going through the process of interviewing you, and they say, well, okay, you're hired. We need your social security number, and we need your other information as well, and your bank account number and things of that nature. And unfortunately, then they steal your identity. So you really have to make certain that you're dealing with a legitimate, person. It's best to go to those well-known websites of those, pet sitting, looking for, people to help you. But really, you just got to be very careful of the information you're putting in and make sure you're verifying who you're giving it to. And never give your social security number out to anybody unless it's really absolutely necessary and you did your due diligence. Because once you get that away, Lisa, that identity theft will happen. It may happen now or it may happen 5 years from now as well.
It's because we don't rely on word of mouth anymore. Hey, Gary is on the phone. Gary is from Elk Grove Village. And you got a question for Steve Burness?
I sure do. I'm getting collection notices, like from a collection agency, but it's a fraudulent claim. So what do I do about that? I don't want to hurt my credit rating and all that.
Well, if it's a fraudulent claim, it won't hurt your credit rating. So ask them to send it to you in writing. By law, Gary, they're required to send you the debt that you owe in writing to you to show, to prove that you own it. If they won't send it to you, then file a complaint with us, the Federal Trade Commission and the Attorney General's office. But it's important to file a complaint because then this way we can put these bad actors out of business and prevent this from happening to somebody else. But there's a lot of times, Gary, people get letters, they throw these letters out there saying you owe this money, and some people just get scared and pay it. So, again, by law, they have to prove that you owe that debt before they do anything.
And, Steve, so 30 years with the Chicago Better Business Bureau, and as you said, because of the pandemic, things have just gotten progressively worse, and you are encouraging people to report this to you. So, of course, you can share it with the appropriate agency. So how do you do that? You just jump online?
Yeah, go online. It's bbb.org. All of our information is there. It's the Better Business Bureau's main website. But, Lisa, we have a scam track that keeps track of everything. But also, we are a referral agency. So if you need a good a business or business that you can trust, you can find them at the Better Business Bureau as well. So we'd rather you come to us first than after, because sometimes after there's nothing we can do and the information is gone. So before you buy or hire, BBB it. And that's what we like to say, is reach out to us. It's free. We've been around for 109 years, 95 in Chicago, and we continue to get stronger and stronger each year to helping consumers, because the scams won't stop. You got to stop giving your money.
So before you buy or hire, go to the BBB. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Steve. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Lisa. Thank you.